You're not feeling respected, which makes you want more respect. You're not feeling noticed, which makes you want to be noticed. You're not feeling appreciated, which makes you want to feel appreciated. So then you are conjuring some images where you are noticed and you are more respected. And in a sense, you're almost using this fantasy world as your excuse to move up the emotional scale. In other words, you've moved into the revenge mode in your fantasy world. And what we're wanting you to realize is that whether you are thinking about the past or the present or the future, whatever you're thinking about is activating a vibration here and now. So what you're wanting to do is continue in this mind game that you're playing, and it's just fine to continue to find better and better and better feeling thoughts within it. Because if you just keep having the same fantasy where you're famous and somebody sees you and they're sort of amazed that they see you and you're feeling sort of revengeful because they didn't appreciate you before and now they're wanting something from you and now you're going to hold it back from them because they weren't nice to you before, nothing's moving in your vibration. What you're doing is you're letting this fantasy, or better said, this fantasy is a byproduct of the way that you're really feeling. So nothing's shifting in your vibration. So we want you to understand, and as you began here today, sometimes people think that what we're saying is just play this mind game and the universe will respond. And the universe is always responding to whatever your vibration is. That's the nice thing about law of attraction. You're always getting exactly what you're offering vibrationally. So if your real life experience is not generally and constantly improving, then it must mean that whatever you're doing with the direction of your thought is not consistently closing the gap between who you really are and where you want to be. If we were standing in your physical shoes and we were playing this game where we were envisioning ourselves having success, the first thing that we would do is try to get the feeling of success. In other words, the way it feels is what you're trying to conjure. So the feeling of success is not just having the television program and having people notice you in restaurants. We've been saying for a long time that the word success, if we were talking about it from a vibrational standpoint, means improved feeling. It's joy that you're reaching for in your success, not the fame or the fortune. And if you've got the fame and the fortune, as you are describing in your fantasy, but you're still feeling revenge, then you're not using your fantasy in the productive way of aligning you with you. You're managing a fantasy that is being offered from how you really feel over here in your not very well respected feeling world, but you're not using your fantasy to line up with source energy. You see what we're getting at? So any fantasy that you use that doesn't line you up with source energy is not productive and is not moving you forward. Your life will not improve from such fantasy. So the way you go about a fantasy that will, or a projecting your thought in a way that will serve you, is you're reaching for the, let us start in another place. We've been saying for a long time that everything that every person wants or has ever wanted or ever will want, everything that you want is for one reason. You believe you will feel better in the having of it. So what you're saying in this fantasy that you've created is, I feel better in the revenge mode than I felt in the not being noticed mode. And we say, well, that might be all right for the first fantasy, but now you're wanting to improve the quality of the way you feel in those fantasies. You're wanting to feel better and better, and there isn't anything that you want that is for any other reason that you think you will feel better in the having of it. So what you're wanting to do is to reach for, what does the feeling of prosperity really feel like? What would it feel like to really be in control of my own experience, in control of my own money, in control of my own life, in the control of the way I feel? I'm reaching for a feeling of security. I'm reaching for a feeling of well-being. And what we want to say to you won't be able to hear it right now, but we're going to say the words anyway. Well, we want you to be able to realize that what you really want to reach for, you want to reach for that feeling of security. And we've got to say to you, when you are tuned in, tapped in, turned on, which is where that feeling of security comes, there's no place for revenge in that. In other words, then you're feeling open, you're feeling allowing, you're feeling appreciative of your life, you're appreciative of the money that's flowing to you, you're appreciative of the awareness that other people have of you, you're appreciative of the television network that's provided you the show, you're appreciative of the format in which you get to work, You're appreciative of your sponsors that keep you on the air. You're appreciative of the guests that come to play with you, that give you something to talk about. You're appreciative of your fans that are out there that recognize